Bing bong. CTF Football Podcast. Welcome back, everyone.
Oh, we're going.
Yeah, we're going. Folks, you know Anthony. Why I know sports.
I'm here. You know me.
Do you know that he is in the same room as me? We're doing this live. We're doing it live in the same room for this year's season predictions. We do one every year.
And this year's better because we're in the same room.
Yes, and last year, I had the Lions winning 10 games.
Did the Mariners have a hit yet? Yes, two of them.
The Lions, I had winning 2 games last year. Or 10 games. 10. I had them winning 10. They won 9.
That was a good prediction.
That was a good prediction by me. Can we get some more bangers in here? Let's get some more bangers in the chat. Now, what was your Super Bowl prediction last year, Anthony? Do you remember?
Do you remember mine?
I mean, mine was Chiefs-Bucks, I think.
Oh, mine was Chiefs-Bills. Had to have been.
That's not possible.
Oh, that you're right.
Hold on. A possibility.
Rams-Bills.
Man, that didn't age well.
No.
So, we have a whiteboard here. Here are 20...
Yeah, I did predict the losers of the championship games correctly. I did pick the Niners and the Bengals to both lose the championship games.
Good stuff by you.
I just did not pick either the Chiefs or the Eagles to make it there.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the CTF Football Podcast.
The Chiefs losing in the first round of playoffs.
To who?
To the Colts.
That's a great prediction by you. They did lose to the Colts in the regular season.
They did.
They did. Welcome, everyone, to the CTF Football Podcast. We're going to talk about the NFC today. As we always start the NFC, because we are both fans of NFC teams. Is the NFC, and we got a whiteboard here that I'm going to help us just put our playoff teams here. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be much easier to keep track of when we do it like this. And there's 7 seeds, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All right, Anthony. Any thoughts about the season before we begin, just in a general sense?
I feel as if, I mean, I feel like a lot of people say this every year, but it feels pretty wide open this year. It really does.
I disagree.
Really?
I heavily, heavily disagree, especially in the NFC.
Well, the NFC, there's like...
There are 2 teams that can win the NFC.
2, and my team is one of them.
3 teams. There are 3 teams that can win the NFC.
What was the third one?
You're not telling me they can. They can. They have the talent to do it. They have the talent to do it. We'll get to who I pointed at just now. It helps being in the same room. It may be in the future podcast between us, face cam podcast.
Yeah.
I think that's the play at this point. I think this is my Super
Bowl. AFC's quote.
Would you like to see if you can find my Super Bowl prediction from last year? Did you have your phone?
Did you post it?
Yeah. It will be on there somewhere. Actually, I have my iPad right here. Anthony, would you like to start with the NFC East?
I'm starting with the West.
Oh, that's what I meant.
So I'm going to start with the NFC West. I'm going to start with my division winner and the 49ers.
What seed do you have them at?
2.
Would you like me to see the schedules before you answer that, actually?
2.
Okay. Okay.
Really, the Lions or the whatever Panthers are going to do this?
Yes. Yeah, spoiler alert. Let's get to the roster of the 49ers, shall we? Can you name every single player in the 49ers roster? Starting?
Probably did pretty well. Our offensive line kind of moved around. It's probably good to name all the offensive
line. I'm going to go to our lads, and I'm going to see if you can guess the exact starting lineup predicted by our lads.
Okay. You didn't post your Super Bowl prediction.
That's tough. I think it was this. I think if I went back, I think this is what I predicted. I believe. No! I had Bengals... cheat. Bengals-Bills. Or Bengals-Bucks, I think. I think I had Bengals-Bucks. But anyway, doesn't matter right now. This is not the AFC, this is the NFC. Let's go. Who is the starting tight end?
George Kittle.
Okay. Right tackle.
McGlinchey. Who are they going to put around?
Dolphins legend, McGlinchey, right?
Broncos.
Broncos legend?
I believe the plan is for Colton McVitz to play right tackle this year.
That is correct. How about right guard? This is not... We're not doing this for every team.
I believe Aaron Banks should be the right guard.
No. He's the left guard.
So who's right guard?
Spencer Buford. This offensive line is a disaster.
Oh, it's quite bad.
This offensive line is a disaster. I'm not going to lie. Center.
Actually, I was... Aaron Banks played some center last year, too. So did Buford. Who is our center?
Jake Brindle? Would you let me look?
I think they're gonna play. They're gonna play Buford over him. They're gonna switch Buford and Rendell, I think, because I was gonna say him for left guard was my original guess, and then Trent Williams left tackle.
Obviously, top three receivers in the team:
Debo, Ayuk, and Juwan Jennings.
Yep. Quarterback, starting quarterback. Who do you think starting? This is not really objective. Trey this Lance. Is still up there for debate. Top two running backs:
McCaffrey, Elijah Mitchell.
And give me the defensive line.
Hargrave, Bosa, Armstead. If they, I mean, I they're gonna start Kinlaw. Kinlaw's healthy.
They have him as a wide linebacker.
He's a defensive tackle.
Tackle?
Kinlaw?
Oh, sorry. I did what you did earlier. I was thinking Greenlaw.
Okay, yes, no, Kinlaw. Yeah, Kinlaw should be.
Oh, they have Kinlaw behind Armstead and Hargrave.
Oh, yeah, they have been playing Armstead more on the edge. So who's the other edge?
Trent Jackson.
Yeah, that also works, too.
Then, obviously, the two linebackers, Greenlaw and Warner, that's not hard. But who was the slot linebacker? Or the sub linebacker, not slot linebacker.
Well, that was, I'll show you here. It yes. could be Flanagan Fowles.
No, that is, they say he's a wide linebacker.
Okay. That's he does both. Who is it? Who do they consider?
Oren Burks.
Yeah, that's not what he plays.
D. Winters will probably play sub linebacker.
Yes.
Yeah,
Oren Burks is more of a safety special teams guy.
And then you got a
didn't play much linebacker.
Corners.
Oh goodness gracious. D'Amador Lenore.
Uh huh. Greatest name, maybe the best name in the league.
Travarius Ward.
Yep. That's good.
Ambry Thomas is there.
Daryl Luter.
Yes.
And then song safety and free safety.
So, Hufanga?
Yep. Jair Brown.
Jair backup. Brown's probably, yeah. And then
did not know y'all traded for this guy or signed this guy, to be honest.
Is Gibson back?
Deshaun Tipson.
Oh, he was fantastic last year. I'm happy you re-signed him. He was fantastic for us last year. Yeah, he was great. Yeah.
Good job. Let's go to the
quarterback schedule. We have some holes.
I'm going to pull up every schedule for every team.
We definitely have some holes.
What is your prediction for the record? Just in general. 17 games. Steelers, Rams, Giants, Cardinals.
Our schedule is not that
difficult. Cowboys, Browns, Vikings. I see it. I disagree. Seahawks twice, Giants, Cowboys, Browns, who I think will be good, spoilers, Vikings, Bengals, Jags, Eagles, Ravens.
Okay, it's more difficult than I thought.
That's way very difficult. That is extremely difficult.
12-5.
I'm going to take a picture of all this because I want to have it for posterity. That's not how you do that at all.
Do you want me to write?
Yes. Yes, you do that. You control the whiteboard.
Okay.
Slot me in the 49ers at the two seeds as well, please.
I like that.
This whiteboard is actually clutched up. I didn't actually think it would. Well, I'm not saying they're going 12-5.
Oh.
I see 11-6.
On a two seed?
Yeah. Dude, who else? This conference is garbage.
That's true.
This conference is awful. It's a really bad conference.
Okay.
Ignore that.
So, let's go to Seattle.
Hello, Seattle. So, I am the mountain.
They can win, like,
in the end.
10 games. They could. I don't see them making the playoffs.
Who is making the playoffs? Be real, dude. Be for real. There's no one on it. There's no one. There's nobody. I mean, I could see every single one of them making the playoffs. So if you're saying that, I think everybody in the NFC East could make the playoffs. There's not two playoff teams from the South. There's not three playoff teams from the South.
I'm marking the ones that could.
There's not three playoff teams from the South.
I honestly, I think they could make it too.
While he marks this down, I'm going to say the schedule for the Seahawks is Rams, Lions, Panthers,
Giants.
It's the
same schedule as the Niners.
Y'all don't play us.
Oh, it's very similar, though.
Rams, Seahawks, or Rams, Lions, Panthers, Giants, Bengals, Cardinals, Browns, Ravens, Commanders, Rams, 49ers, Cowboys, 49ers,
Eagles, Titans, Steelers, Cardinals. I personally think that, and we're not really previewing anything. Anything? Any thoughts on the team? As like in a general
sense? Fine. I mean, their receiving core is good. The defense is not that good at all. Actually, the defense is quite atrocious. I think they're going to go like 9-8.
9-8?
Do I have them in the playoffs?
I mean, looking at this, Bobby Wagner, the running back, they drafted Von Witherspoon. Jamal Adams will be healthy, and he's so good. I mean, people act like he's not good. He's good. Quandre Diggs, one of the best safeties in the league. Didn't have a good year last year. Tariq Woolen could improve to be a top 10 corner in the league. Jaren Reed, one of the better run stoppers in the league. He comes back. Ryan Monet, really good. Jermont Jones comes in from Denver. That's a big thing. Darrell Taylor, welcome back from injury last year. Boy, Amafe could improve. Nuchi Nwosu was really good last year. Kobe Bryant will start some. And the offense, of course, is not the question mark. The question mark on the offense is Geno Smith.
Who I see regressing.
I also see Geno Smith regressing. But I do have this team. I have this team as the 6th seed as well. I think that's probably
the correct. This is my 7th seed.
Okay, I have them 6th seed.
Okay.
I say 6th seed Seahawks. I say 10-7 for Seattle. 10-7. That's 9. He writes a 9 down, folks.
That's my hatred for Seattle.
I mean, you look at the running game, and the offensive line's good. They finally fixed the offensive line. Charles Cross, Damian Lewis, and Abraham Lucas. Really good O-line. And Evan Brown from Detroit. Evan Brown, great last year for Detroit. As I would know, I watched every Lions game last year. I think this team has low-key depth at most positions. Devin Bush, back up. He could have a good year. There's not a lot here that I see that makes me think, oh my goodness, this team's going to be insane. Mainly because there are just average spots. Like, ideally, Geno Smith's not your quarterback.
Yep. The Cardinals suck.
Yeah.
The Cardinals, but them and the Titans, two worst teams in the league.
Like, I don't really even think we have to really preview the Cardinals.
You don't.
They're going to lose the under-offense.
They might trade Kyler, to be honest with you. I would not be surprised. Kyler. I would not be surprised.
Who would they trade him to? Theoretically,
who would? The first overall pick.
Who would they trade him to?
The first overall pick. Titans.
Why would the Titans want to trade Kyler Murray instead of just drafting Caleb Williams?
I'm just saying, they might trade Kyler. I would not be surprised.
Caleb Williams far over.
They're awful. The team sucks. James Conner sucks. The receiver core sucks.
It's bad, yeah.
The defense sucks. Buda Baker wants to leave. It's all terrible for that. That team is so horrendously terrible.
It's not great, obviously. I mean, ideally, your receiving core doesn't look like Amon Brown is not Amon Brown. Marquise Brown as your one isn't obviously ideal, but it'll end up happening because I really don't see the way that they keep DeAndre Hopkins on his team. I think they trade DeAndre Hopkins, probably the Patriots.
They already released him.
Oh, yeah. I forgot they released him. I thought they were going to trade
him. Gone.
Yeah, I forgot he had his own choice. The defense is awful. Jonathan Ledbetter, Leckie Fotu, Rashad Lawrence, Myjai Sanders, Zaven Collins, Kaiser White, Cam Thomas, Antonio Hamilton, Buda Baker, okay, that's good. Jalen Thompson, Mark Wilson, okay, that's good. Isaiah Simmons, okay, that's good. The secondary is not abysmal. Everything else is really bad. Juju Hughes is their backup strong safety. This is not a good team. We obviously don't have to put that on the record, but 4 wins, maybe.
3 or 4.
3 or 4 wins. And the Rams are one of the more interesting teams of the league.
So, yeah. I don't know how I feel about the Rams.
I have some thoughts.
If Stafford can stay healthy, he's good. If Kupp can stay healthy, he's good, obviously. The defense lost Wagner. The defense lost Ramsey.
Defense has nothing.
At best, they can be average, I think. I can't see them better than being... With all they've lost, the line is not good. I cannot see them being better than an average team.
That's...
I see them being worse than an average team.
That's fair.
Connor loves Stafford. He will probably say they're going to be better than that.
Fuel in space. Fuel in space. Stretch and stretch.
Stretch, boys. You can put it on the board. Yes!
Yes!
What are you doing?
I'm trying to get this charger from my phone. I'm going to move my phone right here. Yeah, I think we'll still be able to talk to it. Okay, so for the Rams, Matthew Stafford's arm is shot. Yeah. He had UCL surgery, which is unideal. And the receiver core is not good. Yeah. Vince Skoronek's the receiver 3. If Cooper Kupp goes down, there is no winning for this team. There is no winning for this team. The offensive line's bad. They draft Steve Avila. Joe Noteboom was not as good as people thought he was going to be last year. Rob Havenstein was not good as people thought was going to be last year. Cam Akers is terrible.
No. He was fantastic last couple weeks last year.
Disagree. Well, I mean, maybe.
He was fantastic.
As a total season.
He was fantastic. Obviously, Cam Akers is good. Obviously, he's
on a bad team. Obviously, the best defensive player in the league, Aaron Donald.
Don't
team still.
Disrespect Cam Akers again. I love Kim.
Kobe Durant was excellent last year. Fun player. THT from TCU, they draft.
Taylor Horton Tucker.
Nope. Travis Hodges Tomlinson. Darian Kendrick is going to be a starting quarter this year for this team. And this is going to be interesting because really good player at both Clemson and Georgia. But there's just not a lot in this defense. Ernest Jones is good. Jones is a fun player, but this team's not making the playoffs, dude. This team's not making
the playoffs. No, it's not. Absolutely not.
I don't see any chance.
Okay, we move. Lions. I love their Lions.
No, listen. You want to try to see if I can get everybody in the Lions?
Do you want to do that?
Yeah, I want to see if I can get everybody in the Lions. That's right.
We need to. We're not going to have enough time to finish.
We can restart it.
That's true. Okay. Quarterback.
Jared Goff.
Quarterback 2.
Well, I didn't do that with you.
Well, just quarterback.
Technically, it'll be on there, Hinton Hooker. It'll say that, man.
It will not say that.
Okay. I don't know. No, I don't know.
Nate Sudfeld.
Nate Sudfeld, yeah.
Niners legend. Tight end?
Tight end will be... It'll be Brock Wright, or it'll also be Sam LaPorta.
Sam LaPorta is what it says. Give me your top three receivers.
Top three receivers?
Oh, goodness.
I know, I told you it's bad. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Josh Reynolds, Khalif Herndon.
Marvin Jones.
Disagree with the placement.
Left tackle.
Left tackle, Taylor Decker.
Left guard.
Left guard will be... it was Evan Brown last year. It was a mix around. It could be Halavaitai.
That's your right guard.
Okay, so left guard will be, in that case, Jonah Jackson.
Correct. Halapulitavata. Center.
Center is Frank Ragnow. Right tackle is Penei Sewell.
Running back.
Running back, Jameer Gibbs and David Montgomery.
David Montgomery, Jameer Gibbs, Craig Reynolds.
Craigie Poo.
Defensive ends.
Defensive ends. You've got the likes of James Houston. You've got Aiden Hutchinson. You've got...
I don't see James Houston in there.
Julian Romeo Quara. You've
James
got...
James Houston's not here. I don't see him.
He'll be on the team. He's on the team. He had like 7 sacks last year.
I know, but he's not here.
And you got Josh Pascal. John Kaminsky, I would have gotten there. I wasn't done. We have a lot of
He's the first one.
I disagree. I think that both Romeo and Julian Okwara will start over him. Defensive tackle, Alain McNeil, Levi Mariki, the dude from Western Michigan, or Western Kentucky that we drafted that I don't know the name of.
Don't forget your nose tackle.
Is that not Alain McNeil? Oh, Bugsy.
His name is Bugsy.
Bugsy.
All
right. Linebackers, Zello.
There's James Houston.
Campbell, James Houston. Malk. That should be all of them, right?
Yes.
For starters.
And Anthony Pittman.
Trace. In the secondary. Welcome back, Trace.
Tracy Walker III?
Yeah. Welcome back. Can't wait to have him back. Curb.
Yeah.
Curry Joseph, dude, he's so good. Seatbelt Gang. Spending name for Jerry. JJ. Jerry Jacobs. E-Man.
He's where is he? Oh,
there. E-Man.
You should be very excited about E-Man.
Cam Sutton.
You're forgetting an obvious one.
At corner?
Yeah.
Oh, Brian Branch. Oh. And a CJGJ.
CJ.
That's all of them.
Yep. Good job.
Thank you.
Okay, anyway. So the Lions are good. I can't believe I'm saying that. The Lions are great. Jared Goff was pretty decent last year. Good running game. A good receiver. Offensive-minded head coach, it seems, which is good. They've been fun to watch. Defense looks solid. Good secondary.
Ben Johnson.
And weak. What's the word? Division. Weak division. So, yep. Where am I? 3-seed.
3-seed, he says. 3-seed. Put them in the 5-seed, please. The Vikings are better. The Vikings are still better.
I disagree with that. Many points.
The Vikings are still just a better team. As currently constructed, the schedule for the Detroit Lions also is
with what record?
Let me look. So it goes Chiefs, Seahawks. That could be 0-2.
Could be 1-1.
Chiefs, Seahawks, Falcons, Packers, Panthers, Bucks, Ravens, Raiders, Chargers, Bears, Packers, Saints, Bears, Broncos, Vikings, Cowboys, Vikings, 10-7 with a tiebreaker over Seattle. Tiebreaker over Seattle. I just don't think Jared Goff is good on a year-to-year basis. He's good every other year. We've seen every other year Goff be a thing. Every other year Jared Goff is a thing. I think you lose everything in Jamal Williams. He had 90% of the offensive touchdowns last year. You lose it. He's not on the team anymore.
Let's not act like anyone else could have ran in from the one that made that.
Defense, not worried about the defense. The defense is stacked. Talent wise, you can't name many more defenses that are as good as this one.
Niners.
Just based on, they're 11 deep.
Niners defense is better.
Yeah, but they're 11 deep with depth. The offense is what worries me, especially when you have no receivers. There are no receivers in this team. There are no receivers in this team at all. So, 10-7. I don't think that they're going to really have any trouble making the playoffs, but I think winning the division is tough when the Vikings luck in as many wins as they do. And hot take or later on. But we got the Bears now.
So the Bears are fine. Justin Fields looks decent. I don't know who the running back is. Roshon Johnson, I guess. Receiver-wise, DJ Moore is there, so that's helpful. Offensive line's not great. Defense is not great. So, I mean, they're getting there. They're probably going to win like 6 or 7 games. I'm not too excited, but, you know, they're getting
there. Respect Khalil Herbert. Respect Deontay Foreman.
Deontay Foreman's on the Bears? I like Deontay Foreman.
Respect Travis Homer.
No.
Bears kind of suck still, to be honest. Offensive line's still bad. They have 2 good receivers, but that's it. I mean, ESB, are we saying Equanimee St. Brown's good? Not overly. Defensively, they still have a lot of room to improve. But you got Jalen Johnson, Jaquan Brisker, Eddie Jackson, and Tyrique Stevenson, and Kyler Gordon. So that's a really young secondary that you can build around to end up being a very good secondary. But they don't really have anything else around that at all, to be honest.
Which one turns off?
The middle one. Okay. They did get Tremaine Edmonds, and they have TJ Edwards. That's a good linebacking group. Yes. 6 wins?
Yeah, that's what I said.
6 or 7 wins, maybe 5? I'm not inspired. I'm not inspired. Something I am inspired by, though, is Jordan Love.
I disagree. He was not good when he played.
Uh-huh.
Quite at all. The running backs are good. Receivers are not good at all. The receivers are abysmal. Line's fine. Defense is 6, 7, or 8 wins. You know, also not great.
Bears, Falcons, Saints, that's 3-0.
No, because it's Jordan Love.
Lions, in Lambeau, that's 4-0.
You're also overestimating the fact that the team is good around him.
4-0.
Absolutely not.
They're 4-0 to begin the year. Raiders, that could be 5-0. Broncos, that could be 6-0. Vikings, in Green Bay, that could be 7-0. Rams, in Green Bay, that could be 8-0. This is not a hard schedule.
No, it's not.
Steelers, that could be 9-0. They could be 9-0 heading into the Chargers game. And then their schedule picks up a little bit. They have the Chargers, Lions, Chiefs, Giants, Vikings.
Panthers.
Division winner. Green Bay Packers. 4-seed.
Oh, goodness.
3-seed.
I'm not making playoffs. Three seed?
Division winner, Green Bay Packers 3 seed.
What record?
11-6. That's not our schedule. That's a very easy schedule. Listen to this defense. Are you ready for this defense? Are you ready? You're not ready.
Win 11-6?
Yeah. Here's this defense. Kenny Clark, Devontae Wyatt, Preston Smith, Devondre Campbell, Quay Walker, Rashawn Gary, Jair Alexander, Darnell Savage, Rasul Douglas. Top 5 defense in the league? Yes.
I'm not sorry.
Offensive line. John Runyon, Elgin Jenkins.
Okay.
Zach Tom, okay. David Bakhtiari. Good offensive line.
This team?
Top 5 offensive line.
This team with Aaron Rodgers was like 4-8 last year.
Yes.
And you expect them to do that?
You do know that they nearly made the playoffs, though. They're one game away from the playoffs.
Yes, because it's Aaron Rodgers. Now they got Jordan Love.
But they had Brett Favre, and then they went to Aaron Rodgers, and he wasn't going to be as good as Brett Favre was, and he was better. Jordan Love has sat behind
Aaron Rodgers for just as long.
Jordan Love is very good, and we've got reports at the camp that Jordan Love has been very good. Division winner, when this happens, I will cry because the Lions fans never get a break of the Packers, ever. And they will continue to be good, and they'll win the division.
Yeah, Vikings. You know how the Lions in the playoffs?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah, no, never mind. Okay.
Vikings?
They're not making playoffs either. Wait. Am I saying that?
I don't have them making playoffs.
Oh, man.
I don't have them making playoffs.
You said the Vikings are better than the Lions.
I meant the Packers.
Oh, you meant the Packers?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't think that's...
They were very lucky they won 9-1 position games.
Yes, exactly. They're going to regress. Dalvin Cook's bad. You lost Thielen. I mean, Jordan Addison's good, obviously, so that's not like...
KJ Osborne's good. Okay, good for 3.
The defense sucks. The defense is abysmal. So that's not helpful. You don't want that.
I mean, you don't love a defense where Marcus Davenport's a starting right outside linebacker?
Yeah, that's kind of the issue.
A Cameron Byram, a Caleb Evans, Byron Murphy. Good trade. Harrison Smith had a great year last year for being 48 years old.
Why can't the Diamondbacks lose?
Danielle Hunter is still there. Dean Lowry, they come in from Green Bay to bring him in. 9-8? 9-7-1? Something like that? But they missed the playoffs?
Yeah, 9-9 playoffs. All right, to the east.
To the east.
Commanders.
You mean south? Let's do the south.
Oh, yeah, south.
We gotta not do
okay.
These.
The Bucks.
This division is the worst in NFL history.
Absolutely. So the Bucks are bad.
But also, they could be good enough to win the division. Every team in this division is good enough to win the division.
But I have,
which is not good.
I have them finishing last.
If they get last. If they win the division, I will throw a parade.
They're getting last. I actually believe every other team in that division is a little bit underrated.
The Falcons are bad. How many times do I have to say this?
The Falcons are bad. Are not that bad. They're really not that bad.
But your schedule is Vikings, Bears, Eagles, Saints, Lions, Falcons, Bills, Texans, Titans, 49ers, Colts, Panthers, Falcons, Packers, Jags, Saints, Panthers. Not a hard schedule, but it's because they play their own division twice each. I mean, of course, the depth chart's not good. Mike Evans and Chris Godwin and Russell Gage. Probably good. That's really good. Then you have a good offensive line.
Who's their running back?
Rashawn White. Okay. Good year last year. Helped me win my
Chase fantasy. Edmonds is on the
box. Helped to win my fantasy football championship last year. And Baker Mayfield, big question mark. But the defense is not a question mark.
I don't know if Baker Mayfield is a question mark. I say that's more of a sad face.
He can play good.
Can.
The defense is a top 5 defense in the league still, though. Kalijah Kansi, Vita Vea, Greg Gaines, Joe Tryon-Shanika, Devin White, Levante David, Shaquille Barrett, Jamel Dean, Ryan Neal coming from Seattle was really good last year.
Yeah, because they totally defended Brock Purdy last year.
Antoine Winfield, Carlton Davis.
And Brock Purdy made them look silly.
Zion McCollum.
35-0.
Cool.
35-0.
Can you please bash Tom Brady for scoring 0 points?
35-0. No, I'm going to praise Brock Purdy.
This team could be good. I'm going to wait to say who I'm having win this division.
Okay.
I'm only having one of them win. I'm only having one of them in the playoffs.
Okay.
Because I just think one of them are good.
So I'm going to go to the Panthers.
Okay.
So.
Oh, by the way, Todd Bowles is not a good coach.
This team's winning the division.
I can see
the Panthers actually don't suck that bad.
You say this every year.
No, I don't. I don't like the Panthers. Bryce Young is good.
Do we know that?
Yes. Who is their running back?
Guess. Guess.
It can't be Chuba, is it?
He's the backup.
Oh, it's Miles Sanders.
Yeah, Miles Sanders.
Yeah, Miles Sanders isn't bad.
I mean, I'm just going to say the offensive line doesn't just scare me.
No, but it's not the worst. Decent receivers. This division is bad, but they're good enough to win.
Actually, I'm not going to put them on there just yet.
I know. It's an interesting division.
I'm not going to.
Defensively, it's interesting.
This team is not bad.
Not good. The secondary is good. The secondary is good. Von Bell, J.C. Horn, Jeremy Chin, Jamie Robinson, Eric Rowe. Good secondary. C.J. Henderson, of course, could have a good year. And you got Shaq Thompson and Derek White and Brian Burns. Could be a good defense. I just don't think the offense has enough firepower with a rookie quarterback. And when's the last time a rookie quarterback made the playoffs? Do we know?
What was the question?
When's the last time a rookie quarterback made the playoffs, starting the whole year? I'm not counting Brock Purdy. Obviously, he didn't start the whole year.
I don't
remember the last time a rookie quarterback made the playoffs, starting the entire year. Was it Cam Newton in 2011?
Could have been.
So, I'm not convinced a rookie quarterback can lead a team to the playoffs. Didn't make the playoffs rookie year. No. Also didn't start his entire rookie year.
I didn't know that.
So, not told in the Panthers. Their schedule goes as follows. Falcons, Saints, Seahawks, Vikings, Lions, Dolphins, Texans, Colts, Bears, Cowboys, Titans, Buccaneers, Saints, Falcons, Packers, Jags, Bucks. Saints.
So the Saints are a team. Right, they are a team. Derek Carr's not bad. Kamara's obviously Kamara. A little bit slower than he used to be, but still decent. You got Olave. You got a decent receiver core for sure.
Rashid Shaheed.
You got Michael Thomas.
You got A.T. Perry. You got A.T. Perry in the last round of the draft. Brian Edwards. CTF football all-star, Brian Edwards.
Line is good. I mean, Jawan Jones is fine. You got Jawan Williams, too, which is good. Defense is solid. This team is also good. Maybe not good, but not
Pete terrible. Werner, DeMario Davis. Mark them in as my playoff team, the 4 seed. Lock them in.
What's the point record?
Either 10-7 or 11-7.
9-8.
That's, I guess it does make sense.
Because they wouldn't be. They can be as bad as they need to be. No, not even 9-8. Give me 8-9 division winners. 8-9 division win for New Orleans. They have just enough to be better than everybody else in the division. And I like Derek Carr. So, Marcus May, Marshawn Lattimore, Bradley Roby, Tyrann Mathieu. That's a Paulson Debo. That's a good secondary. That's a really good secondary. Alante Taylor had a solid rookie year last year. And then you got Cam Jordan. You got Kalen Saunders from Kansas City, Pete Werner, DeMario Davis, Zach Bond. It's a good defense. And I think this team could make the playoffs, and I have to make the playoffs at the 4th seed at 8-9.
I'm still thinking.
Anthony is still thinking. Get closer to the mic while you think. Or whenever you're done thinking, that is.
I'll think over here.
The schedule goes as follows. Titans, Panthers, Packers, Bucks, Patriots, Texans, Jags, Colts, Bears, Vikings, Falcons, Lions, Panthers, Giants, Rams, Bucks, Falcons. Death. Thoughts?
I'm confused. So and, the Falcons...
And also, Chris Olave is excellent.
Yes, Chris Olave is very good. So we're off to the Falcons.
No, we're not. You didn't say anything about them.
It did. I talked about them before you. I always go first.
Yeah, but like, do you have to make? You don't know.
I gotta look at the Falcons to figure this out.
I really don't think I can.
So the Falcons, I actually like more than most, which I feel like I do this every year with the Falcons.
The Falcons have a roster. It's one of the rosters in the league.
The Falcons do have a roster. So Ridder's, I assume Ridder's going to be the starter, who I haven't had potential. Running back is going to be Bijan. Who's Bijan? He's cool. He's really good. I love Bijan.
Panthers, Packers, Lions, Jags, Texans, Commanders, Buccaneers, Titans, Vikings, Cardinals, roster, Saints, please? Jets, Buccaneers, Panthers, Colts, Bears, Saints.
Can I get the roster?
Please? Yeah. Their receiver two is Mac Hollins. How does this make you feel?
That doesn't make me feel
good. How does this make you feel? Their receiver three is Scotty Miller. How does this make you feel?
Clayus Campbell.
He's 84 years old. And it's not like they're going to use Kyle Pitts.
David Onyemata. Don't forget about him. Caden Ellis.
Bud Dupree, who's only ever good with someone good
in the Lorenzo time. Carter. Sure. AJ Terrell, Grant Ritchie. All Jesse Bates. Last year.
Jeff Okuda? Does that... How do you feel? How do you feel?
Jeff Okuda's I have a gut feeling about this team, but I can't put him in.
Hey, if the Falcons make the playoffs, I said they would, but I'm not putting them down.
This is the worst team in the division. They'll finish last in the division. The Bucs are worse. Buccaneers are not worse. And the Buccaneers will take both games against the Dallas next year. That's my call right here. I mean, I'm not convinced by a team that's starting Richie Grant in the year of our Lord 2023. I'm just not. The thing that the Falcons have done that's interesting to me, they sign people for the sake of signing people, but not really for fit. Like, they signed really good players, but there's not a good team around the players to be good. You know what I mean? Like, they signed Jesse Bates and Calais Campbell and Bud Dupree, but there's nothing really there for them to sink their teeth into. They're not a good team. On to the best division in the league. Or in the NFC. You put them in? You put them in? Falcons? Oh, he's putting Panthers in. Wait! You have two South teams making it? That's wild.
I don't buy the Giants.
You don't have to buy the Giants.
Well, who else am I going to buy?
Packers, Vikings, Rams. All I would think would be better than any of those teams that you just listed. Let's go this out. The East. We'll start with the Commanders. Sneaky team.
I like the running backs they have. I like the receivers they have. I don't hate this team. I don't see them making it because Sam Howell's a little bit young. But I think in due time, this team will be decent. And I actually look forward to that. Again, decent defense, all things considered. I like McLaurin. I like Samuel. I like Dotson. It's a solid team. I don't have a whole lot to say about it because I don't think it's great, but they're not bad.
Cardinals, Broncos, Bills.
Oh, that's ugly.
The Bills are ugly. Well, that's the only good team that they have I've listed so far.
The Broncos are a good team.
Are they?
Absolutely.
Eagles, Bears, Falcons, Giants, Eagles, Patriots, Seahawks, Giants, Cowboys, Dolphins, Rams, Jets, 49ers, Commanders, or Cowboys. They are good. I like Sam Howell, like you said. I like Terry McLaurin, Jahan Dotson, Curtis Samuel, Dwame Brown. The offensive line is not good. Logan Thomas is not a good starting tight end to have. Brian Robinson, Antonio Gibson, CRJ. These are good players. And the defensive line, still the best defensive line in the league, right? Still?
It's up there.
Montez Sweat, Deron Payne, Jonathan Allen, Chase. No, it's not.
Bosa Armstead, Drake Jackson.
Drake Jackson is not better. It's not. Chase Young and Montez Sweat are so far better than...
Chase Young hasn't shown anything in 2 years.
He didn't play last year.
So, yeah, he's been in and hurt.
He won Rookie of the Year.
I don't believe he did. He got hurt halfway through his rookie year.
He won Defensive Rookie of the Year, yes.
I don't remember that happening at all.
He won Defensive Rookie of the Year, and then got hurt last year. Montez Sweat, Deron Payne, Jonathan Allen, Jamin Davis, Cody Barton, Kendall Fuller, Cam Curl... Emmanuel Forbes. Not a fan of the Emmanuel Forbes pick. I wasn't a fan of the Emmanuel Forbes pick.
I don't remember him doing this at all.
He did.
He did do this.
He had a great rookie year. Was excellent his rookie
year. Yeah, I don't lie. He's been hurt, and then when he came back, he was in.
Because he was hurt. You just gave Chase Elliott on the last podcast we did. We're doing NASCAR podcast, by the way. You just gave him a pass for being hurt, and you're not going to give Chase Young the pass for being hurt? He tore his ACL.
I don't know.
Not good enough team to make the playoffs.
Underwhelmed.
Not good enough team to make the playoffs. Sadly. But not a terrible team.
The Cowboys are the Cowboys. It's the same thing every year.
5 seed. Easiest 5 seed of my life.
The 5 seed is the Lions.
Oh, please move the Lions to the... Please just put the Cowboys here and then do like a swap thing. Or just do that. While I pull up the Cowboys depth chart.
What record would you like me to have?
12-5. I really...
Wait, so, but do you want the Lions above the Seahawks?
Yes. I would like the Lions above the Seahawks, please. Thank you.
I just think Dallas is really good. I think this is the best chance Dallas has at winning a championship under this regime. And if they don't win one this year, I think they're screwed.
They are screwed.
Let me read you their schedule here, because this is an interesting schedule. You ready for this?
Yep.
Giants, Jets. Week two Jets is interesting. Cardinals, Patriots, 49ers, Chargers, Rams, Eagles, Giants, Panthers, Commanders, Seahawks, Eagles, Bills, Dolphins, Cowboys, Commanders. Not the worst schedule I've ever seen. Please change that to 11-6. Please change that to 11-6.
I had to run my down as 11-6.
Yes, I do need that change now. That is a very... The end of that schedule is difficult with the Dolphins and Lions and Bills at the end there. But yeah, I mean, listen to the step chart and say it's not good.
You know what? No. That's not happening. That's just not happening.
What?
I don't think this team is as good as you think they are.
We have one win separating them, Anthony.
Yes, but...
That's not... We basically just agree then. Because we both have them as a 5 seed.
That's fair. But they're Jake Ferguson, your tight end one.
Luke
Schreck. Brandon Cook's on the Cowboy.
Yes! They traded for him. Listen to this receiving core. CeeDee Lamb, Brandon Cooks, Michael Gallup, and Jalen Tolbert. And I think Jalen Tolbert's going to be really good in his second year. And then Jake Ferguson is a good tight end. He came for the Saints. I think that you look to see him have a good year. Luke Schoonmaker, they drafted. And then Dak Prescott, hey, love him or hate him, he's productive. He's a productive quarterback. And Tony Pollard is going to be the running back one for the first time in his career. And here we go with the defense, bro. Insane defense. Insane defense. DeMarcus Lawrence, Mozzie Smith, Micah Parsons, LVE, Damone Clark finally gets to play. Stephon Gilmore, Malik Hooker, Trayvon Diggs.
That's not terrible.
Oh, 12 ones, please. I've convinced myself back to 12.
I'm staying at 10.
I guess that's all back to 12. You can't look at this team and say this is only a 10-win team. On talent alone, this team is better than 10 wins. Do you disagree?
On talent alone, yes, but it's Dallas.
That's fair. Well, let's talk about the Giants next, because I want to save the best team in the league for last. And best team in the league, I mean best team in the NFC, the championship. They're the football league. The National Football League Giants roster. And we'll get through with this. We'll be done before the time limit gives out. Thoughts on the Giants?
They're fine. They're just like, they don't intrigue me at all. They're just kind of there. Emo Jones is fine.
You're not?
I hope Saquon comes back. If Saquon's coming back, they're really screwed. They don't really have any good receivers. I got Waller, who's kind of washed anyway.
Respect Isaiah Hodgins.
Absolutely not. The line is okay. The defense is pretty decent.
Defense is the only thing that's going to keep this team in games.
Ojulari, Thibodeau, you know, they're going to keep him in there. The secondary.
D-ball?
Yeah. Secondary is not that great.
Linebackers aren't great. Big play Darnay and Jackson.
They're fine. Not bad. It's fine. I don't know. It isn't really.
Jared Davis is starting on this team. This is not a good team. This is the worst team in the division. I think they take a step back.
11,000th. Arizona. 0-11,000.
I don't think they're going to lose that many games.
They probably will.
Tommy DeVito is on this team.
Who's that? I don't know who that is.
Illinois legend. Tommy DeVito.
Is he bad?
Yes, he's so bad. Okay, so I don't know why he's in the NFL. Darren Waller, Daniel Ballinger, one of the better tight end groups in the league.
I don't get any Ballinger.
Lawrence Cager's a tight end in the league. Okay, cool. Not a team worth mentioning, really. But a team worth mentioning, and I think the team everyone's going to have coming out of the NFC, right? I mean, you might have the Niners coming out of the NFC. But let's talk about the Eagles before we predict that. Let's talk about the Eagles. What are your thoughts on the Eagles?
They're so good. I mean, everywhere you look, this team is stacked. They draft right. They lost Graveman. What's his
name? He's on your team.
I know.
I'm going to let you figure it out.
Give me a second. It's going to come to me. Just wait.
Let me read the schedule while you think. The Eagles play the Patriots, Vikings, Buccaneers, Commanders, Rams, Jets, Dolphins, Commanders, Cowboys, Chiefs. They're better than every team 100% until they get to the Chiefs. Then they...
What the hell is the guy's name?
I can't think of it either, to be honest. To be honest, I can't think of
it. It's not great.
It's very late, so everyone knows. Look at this stretch for the Eagles. Death row. Chiefs, oh, Bills, 49ers, Cowboys.
Actually, I'm very happy they play us in the midst of the stretch. Oh, God.
Cowboys. Oh, my goodness.
Man, and they, even this.
And
this
and that, easy and that. And that's a trap game. And that's a trap game.
Yeah.
Do I have to... Do I have the Cowboys winning the division?
What is the guy's name?
Do I have the Cowboys winning the division?
It's not Graveman.
Javon Hargrave.
Hargrave, yes, Hargrave.
I was waiting for you to get it. Javon Hargrave. Let's just read this team, dude. Olamide Zaccheaus as his receiver 3. Does not inspire confidence. Doesn't
the first two do, though.
It doesn't inspire confidence. Dallas Goedert, though, can take some stress off that. And DeAndre Swift, look at this backfield. Look at this backfield. Trey Sermon, Boston Scott, Rashad Penny, Kenneth Walker, Kenneth Gainwell, and DeAndre Swift. Oh, my goodness. And then the defense. Best defense in the league, maybe? Probably. Brandon Graham, Fletcher Cox, Jalen Carter,
Jordan Davis. Whatever the guy's name is. Chauncey Gardner, whatever, is a big loss, though.
Josh Sweat, Nicholas Morrow, Nakobe Dean, Hassan Reddick, Darius Slay, Nolan Smith, Terrell Edmonds. They got Terrell Edmonds?
Yes.
White, free safety. Does not inspire confidence. No. James Bradbury, Keegan Ringo, awful player.
White, most players don't inspire confidence.
Avante Maddox starting at nickel corner is not my favorite thing. This team has holes. This team has holes. Bold take, folks. Bold take. Dallas wins the division at 12-5.
Oh, goodness gracious.
The Eagles make it as well at 12-5. But that stretch. Let me read you that stretch one more time. Eagles fans, I know you're going to be upset about this. Listen to this stretch again. Jets, Dolphins, Commanders in Washington, Cowboys, Chiefs, Bills, Niners, Cowboys, Seahawks. What are we doing? What are we doing? And teams lose trap games. There's a world. Listen, hear me out. There's a world where they lose to the Jets, to the Dolphins, one of the Cowboys games, the Bills game, the Chiefs game, the Niners game, and they have 6 losses. There is a world where that happens. That record doesn't make sense unless you have a tie. There is a world where they lose 6 games, maybe even 7 games, because this schedule is maybe the hardest in the NFL, especially that stretch from week number 4 to about week 10. It is unbelievably difficult for the Eagles. And we didn't mention Jalen Hurts, probably the secondary favorite for MVP besides Josh Allen.
He's probably the favorite.
Mahomes?
He's up there too.
Mahomes won it last year. And of course, Jason Kelce comes back. Look at this offensive line. Jordan Mailata, Landon Dickerson, Jason Kelce, Tyler Steen, Lane Johnson. One of the best offensive lines in the league. This team is stacked team. Not better than Dallas. Maybe they're better than Dallas. They don't have the schedule that Dallas does. And it's not separated as well. So there are the predictions. Let's get the 2022 prediction here. Who is your NFC Super Bowl participant? Or do you want me to go first? Panthers?
Okay. You can go ahead.
He points at the Panthers. It's not really that difficult to me. Every year I have Trey Lance winning MVP. Do I want to pick them, though?
I'm picking them.
Picking them?
I'm biased. I don't care.
Niners. I can't do a 9, bro. I have mistyped the letter 9 twice. Green Bay staring me in the face. Green Bay, get away. Stop scaring me. No, I'm not picking Green Bay.
Oh, dude, I want to.
I'm not picking Green Bay. I did it again. Give me the 49ers. Trey Lance wins MVP en route to the 49ers making the Super Bowl. I just don't think that the Philadelphia Eagles have the depth at the secondary position.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Trey Lance comes out, wins MVP.
Mm-hmm. Which I predicted last year.
Plays a fantastic year, stays healthy. They're going to trade Brock Purdy, right?
I don't think anyone wants to trade for Brock Purdy. I don't think anybody buys Brock Purdy. I think everyone in the NFL knows what is up with Brock Purdy. It's the same reason no one wanted Jimmy Garoppolo.
No, Brock Purdy looks so much better than Jimmy Garoppolo did. So much better.
They're the same player. And I love Brock Purdy.
Not. Brock Purdy played so much better.
And I love Brock Purdy, dude.
Brock Purdy played so much better than Jimmy did.
I don't think anyone's going to want Brock Purdy. I don't think you're going to get that much. I don't agree.
Especially if he get hurt. Not even hurt. It's kind of a good story.
There it is. One seed for me goes Dallas. Then two seed San Francisco. Three seed Green Bay. Four seed New Orleans. Five seed Philadelphia. Six seed Detroit. Seventh seed Seattle. And for you, you've got Philadelphia 1 seed, San Francisco 2 seed, Detroit 3 seed, New Orleans 4 seed, Dallas 5 seed, Panthers 6 seed, Seattle 7th seed. Maybe I'll regret picking Dallas, but I have a good feeling about Dallas this year.
Shohei hit it 453 with a 116 exit below to the opposite field.
Yeah.
To the opposite field.
Yeah.
That's never been done before.
Never?
Never ever been done before.
Well, folks, as we end this football podcast, how about Shohei Ohtani? Who's your NFC Player of the Year?
Player of the Year in general?
Yeah. And we'll just combine
Jalen Hurts. It's Jalen Hurts' world, and we're just living in it.
Trey Lance.
Cool. Works for me.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. We will have this video up sometime before the season starts. Who knows when? Probably tomorrow. But this is it. This is everything. Trey Lance, I have doing it. And you have Hurts doing it. And yes. Thank you all for listening. We will see you all in the AFC predictions. See ya.